I'm joined by Kay's manager Ian McDonald after this afternoon's 4-0 win over Walton Casuals. Ian, after three disappointing results in the league, it was a great way to bounce back today.
Yeah, it certainly was. We've been poor in the last three games. Not even looked like scoring goals, to be honest. Said to the guys, we've dug ourselves into a hole. We've got to win our last three games, and I thought we got off to a flying start, and the response from the players was really, really positive today.
After Saturday, Charlie Side didn't have his best game for the club, but you stuck with him today and he banged in a hat-trick in the first half.
Yeah, but it's all about service, and if Charlie gets service, I'm sure Charlie will score goals, and he's a little sniffer in his own right, and he's created probably two of those three goals on just being an opportunist today. But I stuck with Charlie. Kenny's done okay. I just think Rosie and Charlie are a better pair than Rosie and Kenny at the moment. So well done to Charlie, and well done to the manager for making the right decision.
3-0 at half time, Rose and Side both went off. Was that you taking advantage of a three goal cushion, or is Rose still struggling with his ankle?
It was me protecting them for Saturday, to be honest. Rosie, yes, with his ankle again, so he'd done his 45 minutes, so that was protection. And Charlie, to be fair, had a tight hamstring before the start of the game, and after 5 minutes I was saying to Stuart, Charlie looks in discomfort. He's banged his first one in, I'm sure the discomfort went away. At half time he just said, look, I can't. Rather than make it worse, it's like if you've got a headache, you don't bang your head against a brick wall. So we took him off with protection, and hopefully they'll both be all right for Saturday.
Also, Alan Hughes as well, possibly at fault for the goal on Saturday, but he responded today with a clean sheet.
Yeah, Alan was at fault for the goal Saturday. He'll hold his hand up on another day. We'd have got a free kick. The lap of the gods didn't come on our side Saturday. But yeah, just said to the guys at half time, 3-0 up, you've won the game, don't do anything silly. We don't have to score another goal as long as we can keep a clean sheet. And I think from Alan's perspective and the team's perspective, I think it was important we kept a clean sheet.
The players who came on as well, also Weatherall later on, they all staked their claim for a start perhaps Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Kenny's got a fantastic crossing for Reedy, great header, reminding me of the Molesey goal early on in the season, carbon copy. It's pleasing for me, when players are put on off the bench, they react in a positive way. I don't want people sulking and showing that out on the pitch. We ask the players today to do it for the spectators. We just didn't want our season to go down the pan. We've got a regular 350 people that come here, a regular 150, 200 go away, and that one again was for the fans today.
The results seem to have gone our way today as well. I believe we're a point off the playoffs now, a point behind fifth and a point behind sixth with two to play. Obviously two massive games left now.
Yeah, we got to win them both. I went down to Lymington Friday to watch them play Banstead, and they're a very similar side to Walton Casuals, like to play football. So again, it's what we do. We got to be aggressive, we got to be dominant, we got to be focused, and we got to start the game off as we did today. In most of our home games we started very slowly and paid the penalty in some games, but today we've got out the traps quickly, scored our goals, and look very positive for 90 minutes. So if we can do that Saturday, win the game again, and then at the moment we're chasing, we're looking for a couple of snookers perhaps, and we've probably done better when we've been chasing, to be honest. Pressure's off us at the moment, but if we can get 3 points Saturday, then we'll have a assess the situation after the game. But yeah, it was good news that those teams hadn't got points today.
You switched the formation today as well. Saturday we seemed to start with five across the back. Will you be starting with sort of regular 4-4-2 Saturday, more attacking options?
Yeah, we didn't actually. Probably maybe the way it was portrayed. We were supposed to be 4-4-2 Saturday with Danny sat in front of the back four. Started today the opposite. 4-3 with Martin floating in between the strikers in midfield. We'll just have a look at training on Thursday. I'm going to go and watch the youth team, to be honest. So just a little plug for the youth team game at Leatherhead on Thursday night. If as many people can get there and support them against Woking, that would be much appreciated. So Stuart's taking training Thursday night, but we won't be far off what we were today, to be honest.